Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve. She is Associated Press reporter on New York State government. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
We have a new federal holiday, Juneteenth. The president of the United States signed the bill into law yesterday, to much fanfare, for good reason. But in New York City, there had been a pledge to pay city workers for the holiday last year, and this year they're still in negotiations, and I guess that payment isn't final yet.
Right. Last year, Juneteenth became a holiday for state workers, and then in New York City, Mayor de Blasio said it would become an official city holiday starting this year. But in order for that to happen, the city would have needed to have actual labor negotiations with the unions representing city workers. And as of yesterday, there hadn't been any negotiations. There'd just been discussions. So, you know, as of Thursday, city workers in New York City weren't going to be getting the paid Juneteenth holiday. So we'll have to see if that changes today.
Yeah, and to that end, of course, once the law was signed, it, you know, it was a scramble even on the federal level because federal workers now have the day off today. We go from there to the big news in New York this week as the state lifted its COVID-19 rules after hitting the vaccination mark of 70%.
Right. Yeah. No matter what Stephen Colbert tells you, New York isn't at a 70% vaccination level overall. We've met this sort of narrower goal of getting 70% of adults with at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. We're still far from the threshold of maybe 80-85% for what's known as herd immunity. Right now, New York is at about 50% of people fully vaccinated. Rates are still pretty low in places like the Bronx and Brooklyn and Allegheny County, several counties in western New York. It's definitely been a change. Last month, New York lifted a lot of the remaining restrictions, and this week, even more of them went away, including disinfection requirements. Now businesses don't have to limit capacity at all, but there are still some rules. Unvaccinated people have to wear masks, and everyone has to still wear masks on the subways and in hospitals and that sort of thing.
Marina Villeneuve is a reporter with the Associated Press. She joins us each Friday to wrap up the week in New York State government and politics, and you can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.